What would you do if everyone said they heard your trailer 100 times? You'd probably make a new one. I'm Justin Sales, the host of The Wedding Scammer, The Ringer's first ever true crime pod. We've been hunting a con man for a few weeks now, and our hunt is coming to an end. Schemes, heartbreak, how to put on a wire. We've covered all this and more, but there are still a few surprises left. Binge The Wedding Scammer wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm here with Callie Curry. Callie, Gary went to the fantasy suites.
Oof. Yeah, I gotta be honest, Juliette.
What's going on? Tell me everything.
It was not my favorite thing to hear about. And honestly, I felt like a little kid.
So did Jesse. I think as we celebrate Jesse routinely on this podcast, we would be remiss not to acknowledge, honestly, two great performances from him this week on both Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. Jesse shined so bright. The sit down he had with Gary when they got to Costa Rica was so funny. I've never seen him like physically respond to anyone like this before. But when Gary started talking about like his sex life and stuff, and Jesse was like, it was so funny. We are all Jesse Palmer today.
100%. Gary was like, so how do you define intimacy, Jesse? And he was like, where babies come from?
And he did like this motion where like he like grabbed his shoulder because he was like feeling so uncomfortable. He was like physically recoiling. It was like watching him talk to his dad. If everyone's not on the Jesse train right now, there's something wrong with them, because it was just a great Jesse week. And thank you for representing all of us, man.
Shockingly, you know who was really comfortable talking about sex?
Gary? Teresa?
Gerber.
Gerber, yeah. He's like old people, still knocking boots.
Didn't appreciate his, like, did mom and dad ever come down with a spring in their step? Gary. I never noticed. I never wanted to notice. I never want to think about mom and dad having a spring in their step. Thank you for that.
As a parent, do you think about like, do my kids notice my behavior being different? Not even just because you've had sex, but like,
in general?
Jesse's not a parent yet, so he was representing the kid perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard my kids say things like, oh, mommy's tired. I'm like, thank you. I'm glad you acknowledge
the work you put in.
Yeah, which also is not, I don't want my kids to ever think I'm tired, but Or like mommy's busy, stuff like that. Like my daughter will be like, you're working so much. But no, like super, I mean, I guess if I'm crying, maybe they'll be like what's wrong? Or like my youngest son will just like come like next to me because he clearly feels like something's wrong. If you're like sick or something, but like, no, if I'm just like extra peppy or something, no, they don't notice. I mean, they might, but they don't, I don't think they might unconsciously, but they don't recognize at this age.
It was pretty fun. And Gary was like really upfront. I liked how upfront all three of them were. Leslie, Teresa, and Gary. It's like not taboo at all. They just were like, sex is part of relationships. It means a lot to me. They all seem to agree on that. And they were just like open about it. I loved it. I was like, this is such a healthy discourse, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, Gary didn't even have to ask Leslie. She's like, it's been a year for me.
It's been a year. He didn't answer. Which, so I think. Yes.
Also, a year to me, because Gary said it's been quite a long time, but he wouldn't put an actual
I would
number.
Say longer than a year for Gary based on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So a year to them must feel like not a long time.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah. But then on the other hand, Teresa being like, I haven't been with anyone since my husband. And just being really open about it. No self-consciousness on that. I thought was also like pretty sweet. I don't know. It's just different. They're all three of them, their relationship yeah. to sex seems different, but they're all open about it. And
all positive, sex positive peeps.
Yeah, definitely.
But at that age, aren't you just like,
whatever.
Don't you think that the older you get, which
less
both
meaningful.
Julia and I are in our mid-30s, which I hope you're okay with me saying. So
I think
we're
it
not
referenced my age a lot. So yes.
Okay. So we're not that old. But even now compared to when I was 25, it's different.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know, when
yeah.
you're growing, not growing up, that sounds horrible. When you're like early 20s and it's like a pretty acceptable question to be like, how many people have you been with? And then like all of a sudden you're like, why the fuck would anyone ask that question? Who cares?
I know. Yeah.
So like you just... Obviously, like over time, you're just like, it's something that happens in a relationship. It's not like.
Also, it's almost like you talk about it less as you. It's like demystified, basically. It's like not like a yeah. big deal. So.
Exactly.
And this is like the definition of it. Like they all were so. Jesse was so much more uncomfortable than anyone else on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Similar to us. We're like, oh my God, Gary, sex.
It is, but. I did feel like Jesse. Like, I was kind of just like, ooh.
Yeah.
I Even think though, because, like, when I'm talking about it with my friends, I'm kind of like, it's not a big deal. You just talk about it, whatever.
Yeah.
But you just generally don't think about anyone your parents' age having sex.
Or, yeah, exactly. Or your grandparents or whatever. And if and when your parents or your grandparents refer to themselves having sex, it's like, ugh, cringe. So that's what was going
100%.
On. 100%. I mean, Jerry, okay, I'm still calling him Jerry. Here we are, week 8 or 7, whatever. Gary. Is still has been actively positioned as like America's grandpa. So this is like the response the show wanted us to have. And congratulations, it worked. Like we're here.
100%. 100%.
Callie.
But I think they handled it great.
Yeah, I do too. I really, it's been so refreshing seeing these women be so unselfconscious. Like it's not to say they don't yeah. have insecurities, but like, it's just a different type of person that's on reality TV. And it's that is was like just been my favorite part of it by far. I also liked that when Gary was trying to push Leslie into like talking about like logistical stuff about like how their relationship was going to work. Like to her, the hard question was about sex, not about
100%
long distance. Like that's like what's top of mind for her. And I liked it.
I thought about, because when Gary was like, we haven't really had tough conversations. And that was like the only question she really had. And I was like, that's not really the hard conversations.
Yeah. And I now think after this week, I guess a lot of people were there already, but I'm just going to say it. I think it seems like he picks Teresa. And I cannot believe it. But I guess the show, if you look at the long arc of the show and the narrative has been leading us in this direction. It's pretty crazy, but they really tried to trick us. Here's my case. They tried to trick us, as my friend Sarah pointed out last week as well. They try to make it seem like he was not interested at all. They showed the awkwardness of the horseback riding. They didn't make it seem natural until much later on in the evening when he was like able to clear his head. I'm sure it wasn't as awkward on the horses as they made it seem, or like there was other awkwardness like with Leslie that could have been depicted the same way, but that was like the narrative. He's been a lot less like explicit about his love for Teresa, like both the hometowns and also I think he said to her, like, you know how I feel about you, but we haven't really heard him say, like, I love you to her. And I feel like it's building up to that in the finale. And I think he's like really into her career. And I think he likes how much she has her shit together. Like he said that, but I think that he's like now moving towards someone who seems like a more realistic choice, who he also is interested in. Cause I got a slight impression that sort of like the whimsicalness of Leslie might be a little concerning for him, like with like the hard questions or whatever.
By the end of the episode, I was kind of like, I have no idea where he's going to go. To start the episode, I thought it was for sure Leslie. I think that Teresa putting her hand on his shoulder while driving the car somehow, like, completely moved Gary.
Like he's still riding high on that moment. It's giving him life.
He has referenced it multiple times. He constantly talks about how safe he feels with her because of it. I think it was a huge deal to Gary that she did that. I think he thinks Leslie is like, and I'm not saying age-wise, but like youthful, like young, fun. I think he's very attracted to Leslie. And all those things. But as the date went on with Teresa, he really appreciated her going right into, so how is this going to work?
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think that she, now that I heard her talk about her career and stuff and how it's like, for her, the end point will be like finding a new partner, basically. If you're him, I think you can imagine that working for you in some ways better, even though Leslie's like technically closer. But if you're trying to figure out how your relationship's gonna go, maybe it's easier to figure that out. Also, I did a Teresa Instagram deep dive after I watched the show this morning. Mm-hmm. She has a kid. One of her kids and three of her grandchildren live in Charleston. And then her daughter and her other grandchildren are in New Jersey. And I'm just like, oh, she like splits her time between places to begin with. Whereas both Faith and Leslie are like, I am only in my rooted one place. Yeah. And so mm-hmm. I feel like in some ways there's actually like more flexibility with Teresa, which I didn't understand.
The other big point in Teresa's favor is they have the shared experience of losing a spouse that they were so deeply in love with. And I have to imagine at that point in your life, that has to be like pretty like unifying and like, I don't know, it would be hard to explain that to somebody else. And
definitely.
Even with Leslie, I think there would become a point where if you haven't gone through that, you're kind of like, oh, I'm never going to compare to your first.
Yeah.
And Teresa having gone through that, she's like, oh, I don't want to compare. Like, I'm never going to be her and you're never going to be him. And we're happy we found each other now.
Also, another thing I learned on Instagram, Teresa and her husband, Billy, met like in their teens. I think she was like 12 or 16. Like, they met really young. Like, she was 16 or something like that. Very similar to Gary and Tony. Like mm-hmm. they both were with their high school sweetheart and then became widowed. And so I think that's a really good point too. Like that's something that they share that is really, it's then it means like what she's ultimately looking for in this next relationship is maybe more similar to what he's looking for than what Leslie is looking for.
Mm, gosh, I cannot believe it's Teresa. This conversation has pushed me more in the Teresa direction. After the episode, I was kind of like, I have no idea. I thought so strongly it was Leslie that in the beginning of the Teresa date, I was like, this is awkward. Just tell her. Just tell her it's over. Like, just tell her it's done.
I think it's going to be Teresa. But let's talk more about the Leslie date. Because it went first, I feel
wait,
like...
Wait, wait, wait.
Yeah.
One other thing on Teresa. The more I've gotten to know her, the more I've liked her. I can
Me
say
too.
That.
I liked
like
her this
date
week
again.
Most.
I was like, oh, I like her a little bit more. I like her a little bit more. And like this date led me to that conclusion again. The only thing that still is a little, or there's two things, to me is like, I'm like, yeah, but it's also not great that I like her more the less people there are because she clearly can't read the room with people. Right?
Well, I think that's the main thing. I think she's like on her kind of on her own planet. But I think that she also like wants to be. I think she might like the role of wife. Like, it seems like she likes to kind of like take care of things in various different ways. And so maybe some of her like annoyingness to the other women makes her like well-suited to be someone's wife or someone's partner in a certain kind of relationship. Because like,
maybe
she seems to have a lot of pride in all of her jobs, both from being a homemaker to, you know, moving into finance and... It seems like she's like a prideful person and like what she puts her work into in a good way, not like overly prideful or whatever. But so, but like maybe that translates into being annoying to your peers.
I could see that. So, and Gary is the opposite where he seems like he walks into a room and is like willing, like
so attuned to other
easily,
people.
Easily works the room. Yeah.
Yes. And very worried about everyone else's feelings.
That is a little red flag for me. And the other red flag is like Teresa could not have done the first date.
I don't know. The spelunking?
Remember she was like, I don't like the...
Oh yeah,
she
didn't
like
do roller coasters.
Yeah, she's not into like the super adventurous things.
Right.
So I'm just like, Gary, first of all, I don't even know what is it called? He went down that...
The accelerator on the rope?
I don't know. He went down the cliff very easily.
Spelunking. I think it's called spelunking.
But you don't say he spelunked down, right?
I don't think so. Like, repelled.
He repelled down
the cliff.
Repelled. He repelled down pretty quickly. It was actually impressive to see them both do that at that age. They seem very fit.
Definitely. That also seemed really fun. Is that hard? That's one of my questions. Is rappelling hard?
Do I know the answer to that? You think I've rappelled?
Because it didn't seem that hard. Like, you're like, they seem very fit. Yes, I agree. They seem very fit. But I also, like, I feel like I am not fit. I'm not athletic. I feel like I could do that. And I thought it looked fun.
Well, it did look fun, minus the ending. I'm like, she probably could have choked on the water being splashed into her face.
I have to just note one thing that's been happening on reality TV rampantly that I find so confusing. Why do people go in water with sneakers on? I do not understand.
Well, you have to have sneakers to spelunk.
He did it with Teresa too. He walked into the water in sneakers. It drives me insane. And then your feet and your sneakers are soaking wet. Every time it happens,
there has
Survivor,
to be a reason for it.
When I see them Survivor and I'm like, why are you making them jump into the ocean with sneakers on? It's just going to like slow them down. I find it so irritating.
But dude, even on Survivor, which by the way,
I didn't watch last
another...
night. No, no spoilers, please. I didn't watch last night yet.
This is not a spoiler. Just another excellent episode. But I feel like it's not like jump into the water with your shoes on. It's like you have 3 seconds to get there and you have shoes on right now. So just go ahead and
go. But when they're starting these challenges and they start from a boat and that they're going to be going to shore, take your shoes off first. I don't understand.
I mean, yeah, but like they might be going to shore and then like walking up a wooden plank.
Wet sneakers is one of the worst things I can think of. It's just horrible. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, you really dislike them. Gary with Teresa. I don't know. There has to be a reason. I can't think of one. Gary with Leslie makes sense.
Yes, I understand. It's like a waterfall. They're going down.
Yeah.
It's cool. I get it. I understand, but I was just like,
but wait,
so
to your
wet.
Point, I don't think you have to be in shape, but I think being strong obviously like helps everything. Probably makes you also feel much more
body
secure.
Control as you're like on the rope or whatever.
For sure. And then I think it takes a lot of just like mental, like it's a scary thing. So
right. You could hit, yeah, you could hit your head. I think it seems really fun. I actually really want to go to Costa Rica. Somebody sent me a link.
Juliet really wants to spelunk.
I want to spelunk. I want to go to Costa Rica. I've never been anywhere tropical other than Hawaii.
For some reason.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we've done it on the pod, but certainly off the pod. I've heard that Juliet has never been to the Caribbean 9,000 times.
I just want to go to the Caribbean. Let me know if you want to go, everybody.
Well, I would like to tell you it's not that far from me.
I know. That's why I need to go. It's like, it's a must. Leslie in February is leading a yoga and like fitness retreat to Costa Rica for like 5 days. It's all inclusive. It's a pretty good rate. So maybe I should go. But I think that's even more
Leslie?
Evident. Leslie, she's a fitness instructor. Oh, wow. And she's leading this fitness retreat. It actually seemed pretty fun. It's a lot. She has like a lot of like Zumba and like dance aerobics. So maybe if I have free time, I'll consider going.
Speaking of Leslie's fitness, her run and jump to Gary, I have to grade it a D-. It wasn't great. If you can go back and watch, it was awkward.
It was pretty awkward. It was really awkward. Also, she's looked great the whole show. I like her clothes in general. Hated the jumpsuit she was wearing for the biker, dinner portion.
I didn't like the biker short t-shirt combo for the spelunking.
I didn't mind it. It seemed practical for the activity. So I was like, okay with it.
Yeah. I just feel like a different shirt would have been better.
You're probably
with the biker
right.
Biker shorts.
You're probably right.
But I'm also a big biker short wearer.
I support them. It's not my style, but I get it. I understand. I mean, there's nothing worse than your thighs touching. So with biker shorts, not an issue. I support it.
Also, maybe because I played volleyball, I'm just really comfortable in biker shorts.
Okay. I think many people are. They're quite trendy these days. Although Devin, producer Devin and I were just discussing, I'm really not into this no pants trend that is like Paige DeSorbo was doing at BravoCon.
It looks like a diaper.
Yeah. And like, you're not on stage. You're not like on go-go boots, like dancing behind Taylor Swift.
It's also just impractical. Are you going to go to dinner with no pants on? Most restaurants have a pants policy.
Lisa Barlow is not interested in doing that. We know that very well. She's mentioned several times.
Can I also just say that Lisa Barlow is performing amazingly on Salt Lake.
I think this is one of the most iconic housewife season performances from Lisa, like of all time. Lisa is now in the Housewives Hall of Fame for this season. It's unbelievable.
Juliet and I have not talked about this, but I'm glad we're both on the same page. It's remarkable. Her interviews are hilarious.
And she's just like, she is the show. Like, there is a void with Jen and she's filled it. And it's incredible. I don't even like her, but I'm like, this is incredible content. You know who hates her? It's her son. It's unbelievable. Her son like despises her.
Her son does not want her included in anything that he's doing. Also, sorry, we're veering off, but I also saw a blind item that Jack is in Arizona.
Not Columbia?
Not in Columbia. So I'm not sure what happened there. But
what happened at the party? Huh. Okay. Well, let's go back to Golden Bachelor. I'm going to feel really bad for Leslie, but I feel like in some ways she's more resilient than Teresa. So if it's Teresa, and I really think it's going to be, she'll be fine. Teresa's date, horseback riding. I wonder if they planned that thinking it was going to be Faith. And they were like, we're shocked that Faith was not final two.
We had this all set up for Faith.
Yeah.
But replacement Faith, you're going to have to do this. And also replacement Faith is going to win. So here we are.
It was really awkward.
Maybe. I was also thinking, well, no, actually, I'm going to be honest. I was not thinking that until we started talking about all things Teresa and how we might think it might actually be Teresa. I think for Gary, well, let me ask you this. Do you think he had sex with either of them?
I think he had sex with both of them.
Wow. So to go over however many years without having sex to having sex twice in a week,
yeah,
twice in probably like 4 days is probably a lot to process. And if Leslie went first, it makes sense why Gary was like, yeah, I can't do this with Teresa.
Yeah. I know I said this about hometowns, but I really think Leslie did go first because the way he was like so freaked out and like talking about it, I think would explain it a lot. I mean, first of all, when he was with Leslie, he thought it was going to be Leslie. So, of course, they had sex. I also think based on the way they were the next morning, when she was like in her robe and stuff, I'm just like, oh, they definitely had sex. Also, he told Jesse, you never know, it could be the last time. So, of course, he's going to
take,
opportunity. Yeah. What do you, you don't think he had sex with both of them? And by the way, I think he should. I have no problem with it.
I have no problem with it either. I just feel like it would be really hard to go from no sex to sex.
This also reminds me of when Gary said, I need you to clarify with myself or with someone else.
Yeah. Oh, another great question. Another great response from Gary.
He just like, he's thriving. He's really hit his stride here in fantasy weeks.
It doesn't look like he's thriving next week. So I'm glad he has this like moment of happiness.
Yeah, the come down is going to be hard for him.
That seems like so dramatic to me to go from no sex for maybe multiple years to two times in probably 4 days.
I can see it. I mean, I think it's almost like because he didn't have sex for so long, he was like twice in 4 days. Sure. I'm in.
Oh, man. I feel like it's going to be really, really, really hard for him.
Yeah, he's going to feel really, really bad. But I think he knows.
To your point earlier, he cares deeply about how other people feel.
Yeah, which is a really nice quality about him. It's like one of the best things about him.
Yeah.
You're not sure about that one?
Well, no, because now I was also, while I was watching the episode, when it was weird with Teresa, I was like, yeah, see, he picked Teresa because he didn't want to hurt Faith. And now I'm like, wait, it is Teresa.
I think it's Teresa. I also think it's
Gary.
Weird.
I will say Gary has surprised us multiple times. So we could be wrong again because we were very sure it was Ellen, then very sure it was Faith. And he keeps going in the other direction. In Bill's words, he keeps zagging and we're not predicting it. So we could be wrong.
We could.
It is interesting to get to this point and not be like, I feel like the past couple seasons, we kind of knew who people were picking.
It also hasn't
been
spoiled.
So I like that we're here and we don't know.
As far as I know.
That's true.
Even if you wanted to know, I don't think it would be easy to find out. Like you would need an inside source. And I don't want one.
It's probably a lot harder to spoil because these people don't have an enormous social media footprint.
They don't. I was surprised to see that Teresa only has 14,000 in followers. It's pretty low.
How many does Leslie have?
Good question. I forget because that was last week's deep dive. I spent my time this week on Teresa. I do like Teresa much more now. Also, I like seeing her light up when she explained her career. Leslie has 29,000.
And what about Gary?
Well, he like also only joined for the show. He has 85.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I liked hearing Teresa explain her job. I don't completely understand what she does now, but I liked it. I thought it was cool. Also, I had no idea she worked. So it was like just cool to hear about that.
Do you want to be working when you're 70?
I can't say. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Do you?
Probably not.
What will I be doing with my time if I'm not working? It's like a question I have now.
Being with my grandkids.
Okay. What if you don't have
them
yet?
My mom is really busy at 70.
If you don't have grandkids?
I'm 34.
Okay.
By 70, my kids will be close to 40s. I hope I have one.
I'm just preparing you. You know, you don't know what life's going to hand you. Maybe they'll just decide they don't want kids. Maybe they won't have them yet.
I mean, maybe. But that's my plan.
Okay.
I'm planning to be relaxing. And, you know, I hope that when my kids are old enough, I hope that Seth and I can do an enormous amount of traveling.
I bet you will. I also think you'll be a couple who plays a lot of pickleball. So you've got a lot to look forward to.
God, I just don't know if that's good for our marriage.
And also, who knows what the game will be at that point. But you guys will be active. You'll be spelunking and playing pickleball.
For sure. For sure spelunking, except for Seth is not going to be as nice as Gary was. Every second, Gary would be like, are you okay? Are you okay? Do you got it? You're doing great. Seth would be like, come on.
Hurry up.
What are you doing?
You guys are going to have a great time together. I could see it. Gary's been retired since 55 and he's now 72. So I'd love to know what he does all the time. That's a young retirement age, by the way.
Can I also comment? I wonder if there's any correlation to his happiness. Because Gary is a happy camper.
Because he's not working. You think he's just like carefree?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
He's got to have an awesome pension. That means that like half, like, you know, hopefully like almost half his life, more than half his life, he will have been not working, like from being a student and then after retiring.
I don't think about retirement much just because we're
in our
30s. There yet.
But if 55 is retirement age, it's not that far away.
But also, athletes retire so early.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I don't know, do most of them or any of them go on to second careers? Like, will Seth have another career or will he just like play golf?
I think that Seth, if I had to guess today, I think he will go to law school.
Wow, interesting. That's awesome.
Yeah. He's very, very interested in law and reads and watches stuff on it every single day.
Wow, interesting. That's really cool. Maybe you guys can go together so you can have a law firm together.
Oh, I would love that. I mean, not necessarily having a law firm with him, but I would love to go to law school as well.
Okay.
But I think he will. But yeah, some have second careers, but like, they're not like the same intensity of like an actual career.
Yeah, of course.
So it's a little different.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, maybe Seth can team up with Kim Kardashian. He'll probably become a lawyer before her. I was going to say no offense, but I do mean the offense. So I'll just leave it. Any other thoughts on Golden Bachelor, Callie? Anything we didn't hit? I just want to note the blonde woman who I was like, she looks so much like Ellen. That is his daughter. They had kids really young.
Well, how old is his daughter?
She's like in her 40s. Did we ever find that out? She's in her 40s.
That's not, I mean, I guess Gary's 70.
He's 71. So he was in his 20s. It's not that young. I mean, they met, no, not Tony met really young, but yeah.
Yeah. The only other thing I can think about that we did not cover that I thought constantly while watching this episode, and I don't know why it shakes me as much. For some reason, with the what did we decide to call it? The original?
Repelling?
Is that what we decided?
Young Bachelor.
No, the...
Young Bachelor.
Young Bachelor?
Yeah.
Young Bachelor, I don't really care as much or think about it, but this episode, I was like, wow, he's really going to marry one of these people. Like, they're getting married. It seemed like such a bigger deal, such a much bigger deal to me. And I think whoever he chooses, I think they're going to last.
I hope so. I think so too. I just don't, see him like dating around. Also, they got to love like the ease of meeting people in this environment. Like, it must be so easy and just like ideal.
Yeah. Not that I would want to bet on it. Or maybe I would, I don't know. But if I had to bet, I think whoever he chooses, it'll last.
I hope so. Good luck to everybody. I can't wait to find out in 2 weeks who he picks. 2-hour finale. Which will feel great and like momentous after all these 1-hour episodes. I'm here for it. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Which is a great segue into this week's Paradise, which I enjoyed, but felt incredibly long. Like, so many things happened. It's like, it was schizophrenic.
Rachel, there was a lot that happened.
Rachel
and for
had
the past,
like
3 weeks,
every different relationship possible this week with herself, with her confidence. It was crazy.
The past 3 weeks, every person that comes in is like, I know I'm coming in late. I know I'm coming in at the very end. And I'm like, well, how long is the very end? I feel like
yeah,
we have finally reached
there?
The very end.
Yeah.
Finally. But where should I begin? I think we have to begin where we left off.
With Kat? John Henry?
Nope.
Olivia? Oh, nope. Avon's dancing.
Yeah.
No one's stock has gone down more than Avon over the course of Paradise. Like, he's so boring and he can't dance and he's not fun at a party. That was the main takeaway, is like, not even that he can't dance, he's like not fun. Like, he's a drag to have with you.
He's
at like a day party.
He's very concerned with looking cool all the time. And for someone who's very concerned with that, dancing was not the right move for you.
Well, Kylie really wanted him to do it, but he could have, like, the dancing didn't bother me as much as like him. I'm just like, oh, he's the kind of like terrible plus one that you have to like take care of them versus having fun with the people around you. That's the worst kind of date to bring to
an event.
I
don't even think it's like taking care. He's just very like, I wish they could see me. He's like, what up?
Callie's like bopping
like
her
that's
head.
That's all he like brings to a party.
Yeah, he brings very little. What did you?
I know he brings his good looks.
This is a different moment, but what did you think about him wanting to name his daughter Heaven because it contains the name Avon?
There was no point in this episode where his stock ticked up for a second before going back down.
I also, when Kylie...
We were on an Avon slide.
Big
the
time.
Entire episode. But
it's time to buy Avon because it can only go up from here. when Kylie said that she liked the name Navy for a boy, I was like, I could see Callie liking that name for a boy.
I like Navy for a girl.
I like it better for a girl too. But I was like, that's a Callie name.
But I'm not bad. I'm not mad at it for a boy. But for the most part, names like that, like I could have named any of my kids. Like Carter could have been a boy, Cruz could have been a girl, Cash could have been a girl.
Are there any girl Cashes?
Draymond Green's daughter.
Oh, interesting. Who's older?
Draymond Green's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, her real name is not Cash. That's what they call her though.
Got it. Interesting. Huh. Didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Draymond suspended for 5 games. Good luck.
Oh, also.
Yeah.
Malcolm Brogdon's daughter's name Cash too.
Oh, really? Is he on the Mavs now?
No. He is on the Trailblazers.
Oh, Blazers, right. He was part of that trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, it was a really tough week for Avon. It's disappointing. We really liked him on Rachel's season. And now he's just like the wettest blanket. The limpest noodle. No interest.
Oh, you know what? I got to give Avon a point.
Impersonating Rachel at the roast?
Yep. He had a slight tick up to end the episode. He's on his way back up. So maybe he'll continue to rise next episode. It seems like he does based off of the previews.
Well, the other person who also is like just on a slide is Tyler, who I was like, I could like Tyler, I guess.
Liked him in the beginning of Paradise.
Yeah. And now, first of all, letting Brayden pierce your ear is psychotic behavior. Like, you will be in the hospital with an infected earlobe soon. Number two, what kind of car do you think he called Mercedes that they bleeped out?
Did he call her a car?
I thought it was like a cash situation, like a catch situation on Real Housewives when they didn't want to say what it was to like offend the company. So producer Devin says it was Corolla, but I just thought that was like really weird. I don't know why they had to bleep that. I guess that in case Toyota's ever one of the sponsors.
Maybe, but also why would you say that?
I don't know. It's mean.
But it's roasts are mean, right? Like you can say they're funny all you want because sure, you could laugh, but like there is a little bit of truth and a little bit of meanness in it. Like if Tanner would have said the joke, it could have been a little bit funny. But you saying it about your partner is fucking weird.
I know.
Just like it was weird that Tanner said something about Rachel.
I know. It was like really... And they both were like pretty mean. Tanner being like, we wanted Gabby, but we got Rachel. That was very... That was probably like the... I would say the lowest blow. Because it's something that she's like already insecure about, I think. With all the guys leaving her on her season for Gabby.
And her just... For some reason, she's treated like a leftover bachelorette.
Yeah, they treat her like this like bachelorette punching bag. I would rather have Rachel than every Katie other bachelorette, every fucking day.
Oh my God, it's not close. Every single bachelorette that goes to the beach is always treated like, oh my God, I can't believe they're here. She's here. Da, 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 da. Rachel came down and everyone's just like, what up?
I know. Why does she have such a bad treatment?
I don't know. She seems so sweet.
I know. I really like her. If anything from this, I just like her. But also, yeah. She had like a great date with Jordan. She's making out with him. I was like, huh, he's pretty hot without a shirt on. And then his haircut's so bad. And then she's back with Tanner like a few hours later. She's basically like Brayden. I don't know. She's confusing, but I do like her. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. But the roast in general, did you think anyone was actually funny other than Avon joking about Rachel?
I mean, I laughed at all the cat jokes, but probably because I just don't like her. You know whose jokes I didn't laugh at? Olivia's, and I thought they would be funny. Weren't funny.
I think she unwittingly like made herself look bad when she was like, Kylie and Kat both start with a K, but what they also have in common is they stole my men. And it's like, okay. Like, yes.
No, she was like, how do I taste? And it's right. Like, first of all, you've already said that. Second of all, like, what?
I think that just made her look bad, yeah. It was very, very funny when she didn't know Michael's name and she was, like, so excited to be going on a date with him. It was like, oh, you just...
Well,
she turns it on for the camera.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. And that's why she's got such a good edit. She's, like, helping them, like, doing them a favor.
Anything. Everything, anything. I will say that she's, like, very witty and, like, she's been great for the show. But I'm like, she's just there to be famous and do the whole everything. Like now I feel good about, not good, but yeah, I guess good. Like now I feel like, okay, she's fine. She was never even hurt by any of these guys.
Totally agree. She's completely okay.
She does seem like, the guys seem to actually like her because they keep showing her hanging out with them. Mm-hmm. So that's a good sign for her. But the roast, I'm not sure, was a great idea. I also was thinking, how many jokes do you think producers wrote?
It's a good question. They probably helped them.
I can't imagine Tanner coming up with that.
What was his joke again? Oh, about Gabby and Rachel.
We wanted Gabby. Yeah. Like when he said it, I was like, oh, the producers have to be writing jokes.
I think they probably like helped them and like... gave them ideas, but weren't like, here, read the script, but probably was like, as they were working on them, like, we're talking it out with them. That would be my guess. You know who else was not funny? Katie.
I mean, how awkward was that?
I don't understand why she agreed to this. Like, to what? Settle...
Yes, you do.
Yes,
you
I do.
Do know.
I know she wants to be famous. I know she just wants the attention, but to go to the beach and like, have the... like, I haven't seen you in 2 years, I'm sorry, with Blake on camera. And then be like, actually, I'm not here to date. I'm here to host a roast. It's just, like, really embarrassing. Like, you can't be that sorry if that's how you're handling the first conversation with your ex-fiance.
No, she's not sorry at all. This just happens to be part. If he wasn't down there, she would have gone and just did the roast. Like, she had to have the conversation because that was the only way that she could be on the show. And she was like, great, now everyone can see like our love story on TV. I wish Blake could get that.
I know.
Like, I think he was just so, first of all, he really did seem in like, he had no idea she was coming.
Everyone seemed so credulous. They were like, I can't believe Katie's here. And Brayden was like, I guess there's another rose in play. It was just bizarre how everyone thought this was like legit.
But also, I feel like sometimes they're like, oh, they'll show someone talking about someone because they think someone's coming down and then they come down, right?
Yeah.
Blake, it felt like what we saw was him being like, what the f-? Like, he seemed like he had nothing prepared. Like, he was not prepared for this at all. And even in their conversation, like her first question, he was like, I'm sorry. I cannot believe that this is happening right now. Like, he was so caught off guard. And if you're engaged to someone and it ends badly, the last place I want to have the first conversation with you after 3 years is on the beach while I'm being recorded, while my 22-year-old girlfriend 24. Is watching.
Let's be fair. Just... I thought Katie bringing up her age was also like ridiculous. She's not that young. Blake's not that old. Like, I don't know.
But also, you're old and handled shit poorly. So who right. fucking not old, but like as yeah. old as
you're
Blake.
Older.
And you yeah. And it didn't like that didn't do anything, didn't change anything. So it just was what like, are you talking about?
It was just lame. It was like clearly the producers told her to bring that up. I don't think she knows how old Jess is off the top of her head. And it
maybe.
Was just like
she studies The Bachelor.
I mean, maybe, but I really doubt it. And also, I just thought everything about her being on the show was stupid.
It seemed to really fuck with Blake's head, which I thought was not great.
No. I mean, I don't think Blake and Jess have really been in it for a while. I mean, Jess is in it for the compliments.
Jess is clearly not in it. Yeah. That's a great transition to Tyler. Why is no one, like, put it in the mystery box producers that he made out?
With Jess.
With Glitter Girl.
Maybe it's been discussed. And we just didn't show
when?
It. I don't know. I mean, a lot happens that we don't see. So I don't
but
know.
But how would that not be something that's shown?
I don't know. It is weird that they just like moved on from it. And I don't
get
it.
Well, they keep bringing up how he's not serious, but then they won't mention that piece of it. And I'm just like, yeah, there's a lot of evidence that shows he's not serious. But also, at some point, Mercedes... If he's showing you that he does not give a fuck time and time and time and time and time and time again, like, wake up.
I thought it was funny how she was like, we're just coasting. And it's like, I mean, are you? Is you can have fun and just like be going with it without coasting. It's not like you've been like together for like 18 months or you have like a lot of kids and you don't like acknowledge each other. That's not really coasting. It's just like he's not trying hard because he doesn't have to because there's like...
You don't make him.
Yeah. Not that it's like
and obviously
fault,
he doesn't
but,
want to.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. It's when also one thing I thought was funny about Mercedes is that she didn't know who Katie was. She was like, "Is that the girl you were engaged to?" Like she turned to Blake, and I liked that, but I was sort of interested. I was like, "Huh?" So she didn't watch that season. Like she's new to the show.
Also, Mercedes is in the cool girl group, but she seems incredibly aloof. So I'm going to give her a pass on that. I don't think she really understands what's going on in general.
She never knows what's happening.
Like, she just seems like she's just like, la, la, la. Like, her being like, he doesn't want to open up because of everything that happened to him. And then yeah. she's like, do you not want to open up? And he's like, no, I'm fine. I'm like, okay. She's just in her own world.
One thing I've noticed about Paradise, especially in more recent seasons, certainly true last year, everyone seems to like each other and it just seems like they're having fun. Like when they're all hanging out, like at the dining room tables or whatever that is, like they seem like they're having a good time. And when Kat was leading the guys in yoga, I was just like, it seems like everyone's just sort of like going with it here for the vibes, which makes me confused about how everyone feels about Kat. Like, do they tolerate her the way that you just like tolerate someone who's around, but they don't really like her? Like, I'm confused about how people feel about her more broadly.
I don't think that people love Kat. You see it in the mystery box. You saw it in the roast. Like, I don't think they like her. But, like, does she have moments of being... Like, she's not...
She probably brings entertainment.
Yeah. She can be funny. She's active. She's definitely around and doesn't stop talking. So, like, if you listen to someone speak for an hour that you don't like, they might say something that you agree with for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I hate when guys don't like people, but like don't act on it or like don't make it like a stance. Like they're just like, yeah, I don't like them, but I also don't care. For some reason, that's a position I associate with men and it makes me irritated. I'm like, can you just like dislike someone? Like just, it's fine. You don't have to like everyone.
Well, also it is a tricky situation because like she's not leaving.
Right.
Like you're on this beach with this person no matter what.
You know, it was really funny. When John Henry was talking about how he likes heavy metal music and like going into the mosh pit, she was like, nope, no way. No, sorry.
I mean, they're just not going to work.
I thought that was really funny. And just like, he's a weird dude. He has like a really weird personality and he happens to be a very handsome physical self.
Yeah.
It's a weird combination.
Like on paper, Kat and John Henry look great together. And then when you hear them talking, you're like, no.
Do you have anything in common?
As much as I am not a Kat fan at all, I do agree with a lot of things that she says about like life.
Like what?
Like I am not going to a heavy metal concert. I am not going in the mosh pit. I do not like sand. I do not like crap. Like she talks constantly about like, she's just very bougie when it comes to like nature things. And
that's
I'm just
true.
Like, yeah. 100%, 100%, 100%. I agree with all those things.
You know, I don't like her, but she has done a lot for the season. I don't know where we would be without her.
I saw on Bachelor data, the people who have had the most screen time this season, and it's like a significant
It's gotta be Olivia, off. Olivia, Kat, Rachel, and then everyone else.
Olivia, Kat, there's a guy in there, Brayden.
He's always the post credit scene, always.
I think it's Olivia, Brayden, Kat.
Wow.
And then number three was Will.
Number four? I'm gonna look right now.
Number four was Will, who was gone week four.
So he just was like really in it a lot at the beginning.
He got a lot of time the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he did. That checks out for me. Did you watch the post-credit scene with the guys like twerking?
Yeah.
Wells has what he was like moving like a seesaw. That was not even close to a twerk. Like,
well,
what's going
it was just
on here?
Remarkable for like there. I guess a lot of these guys are like jacked, so there's not a lot of fat.
Mm-hmm.
But like, very, very little movement in the butt.
No butt movement at all. It's like, it's actually not, it's not just about like having
crazy,
like extra fat. It's about like how you move that part of your body.
Yeah. But like nothing was moving.
Like,
it was
they have
weird.
No control of their pelvis like region other than, I guess, thrusting
not
it
a good
or
sign.
Something. No,
not a good
sign,
but maybe
all.
They're like purposely not doing it. I don't know. And then there was Avon. Oh, God. Really big. I'm glad he did it. Like, I did like that he did it, but what came out of it just gave me the ick.
I agree with that completely.
Also, we didn't talk about Sam and Peter.
Uh-huh. They're cute.
That date made me like Peter.
I like him, too. Yeah, I like him, too. Oh, wait. Here's a screen time report via Bachelor Data. Number one is Olivia. Number two is Kat. Three, Brayden. Four, Will. Five, Kylie. Six, Aaron B. Seven, Rachel. Eight, Eliza. Nine, Sean, who's been gone for a really long time. And 10, Jess. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty surprising lineup. I feel like Rachel's been on it a lot more, but I guess I'm wrong.
Well, she wasn't on it a lot to start. Remember, we were like, where is she? Like, what's happening? So
yeah.
I feel like she's come on a lot more in the last few episodes.
Yeah, that's a good point. But anyway, that was as of episode 8, I believe. What were you just saying when I interrupted you? Oh, that Avon did the dancing.
Oh, I like that he even did it, but what he actually did repulsed
me. Gave you the yuck.
But Peter, on the other hand, he also did things that were like weird, but not, and it felt good. You know what I mean?
He
like
seems genuine.
It didn't give me the ick. Yeah. He seems so confident in what he's doing, even if it looks bad, that it was good.
Yes. He owns it in a way that's like very appealing. And he's not like trying to be cool. He's just like being himself and like not too worried about
it. He's just being fun.
I like him and Sam a lot. And they seemed like they were the opposite of Avon. They seemed like great party guests. They just like threw themselves into it. They were having fun together, but with everyone else as well.
Which, by the way, Kylie's like, I need to know if I can have fun with him. I'm like, are you fun?
Yeah, it's true. Also, I think we have the answer. It's no. It's no. Like, you're going to have to control him.
Her and Avon are just like the cool, pretty people. But outside of that, I'm like, what have you haven't given us a lot.
Yeah, and they found each other and it's like made them even less interesting. They must have been holding court on that daybed lying down for a long time because they had Jess talking to them at one point. They had someone else talking to them too. But like they're just lying on the daybed, people coming over to visit with them. It was pretty funny. It was like office hours, but they're lying down the whole time. I would fall asleep, especially if I've been drinking. I'm like, you're putting me in a reclined position on something cushioned on some, I'm asleep. You're really taking this in, thinking hard.
Well, no, I was just thinking about last night. I was watching this show while laying down. And like, what time do you think this was?
Like 2 a.m.? Midnight? Like late?
I'm probably going to sleep.
Absolutely. They probably make them stay up until a certain time. But
like even last night, I wanted to watch this and I'm laying down and it wasn't 2 a.m. It was probably like 12:30 when I was watching it, but my eyes closed a few times. Yeah. And you have to like wake yourself back up.
You're like, this is work. I gotta watch this. I understand. I usually watch once at night, once in the morning.
Also, they probably don't even know what time it is, right? So it could have been like 5 a.m., 4 a.m. Like, who knows?
Yeah. It's gotta be a crazy schedule. Like, I just can't even imagine.
They don't even know what the schedule is.
Yeah. I don't know why they brought in that guy, Taylor. Like, just to be in the background for a day or something. Like, that was just very strange. And then the race car driver, Jordan, after the good date with Rachel, we never saw him again. He wasn't at the roast. Like, he just disappeared. Where was he for the second half of the episode? I remember thinking, I mean, I have no idea, but I remember thinking on her season, like, he was definitely going to win or something. And then he just...
Oh, we both were like, really into... But by the way, when he walked down the beach, I was like, who is that? And then when they showed his flashback, I was like, oh my God, that's the race car driver.
New hair.
We were like
we
were fully into him. And then...
She was just fully like into him. Reversed course.
But the episode, the previews for next week, he's in it and she's crying because she doesn't know who to pick. I will say I really did appreciate Tanner's talk with her. I thought it was really sweet.
I like Tanner a lot. And also the way that he was like talking about what he's looking for seemed very genuine as well. He does seem quite great. I'm a big fan of his.
One of my friends who is 33 and single, she was just like, I mean, Tanner's the op. Like Tanner's who we all want.
He's the end game. Yeah.
Good looking. I like his humor. I agree with him on who he likes and doesn't like. Doesn't seem like he's doing too much to be on TV. He's just like living his life, being himself while also being very attractive. And then him talking about being at the gym and like what he's looking for was just like, yeah, that's me.
I know. It was sweet. I'm all in on Tanner. Early on in charity season, I texted Rob Mills that he was my choice for Bachelor over Joey. Just not even over anyone because it was like very early on. But I was like, I see Tanner and I like him. So I don't know. He'll find someone though. He's great.
Joey it is.
I actually think Joey will be good.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad at Joey. I mean, after Zach, I'm pretty happy.
Side note, did you see that Blake from Becca Kufrin season and Janina from season one of Love is Blind are having a child together?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Not only are they dating, she's pregnant. She's like quite pregnant. Isn't that wild?
I mean, to each their own.
Blake, all grown up.
Congratulations.
5 years ago in December of 2018, I was in New York and I was like on medical leave and I had the opportunity to interview Blake and I was like, I have to meet that guy. And I needed to go to LA for a couple of days and I like planned my trip and like came back to work for a few days to interview Blake in person. He came hungover and he was really hot and very tall.
He's not my type.
I'm definitely no longer like, wow, Blake, he's got it. But I...
The other Blake is more my type.
I understand. He handled himself well. I understand. Well, next week we're off for Thanksgiving. And I hope everyone has a great holiday. Well, you'll have 3 hours back to yourself. Can't wait to find out who Gary picks. And as they say on Paradise, we're coming to the end. Only a few days left. So,
please spend your extra few hours watching Love Island games.
Oh yes, I'm going to catch up completely. I'm on the way.
So good.
I think you wanted me to find this out naturally, but someone DM me that Kem shows up, and so now I'm really into it. I can't wait.
Just keep watching. It's so good.
Chris is there too. Thanks, Callie. Thank you to our producer, Devin. We will be back. Well, we'll have an episode on Monday, and then Callie and I will be back in 2 weeks for wrapping up with Gare Bear. Have a great weekend, everybody.